Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
DiVincenzo, deep three, left side. That's good! And the Knicks are on top by three.
Yeah, it felt good. I believe every shot that I shoot is going in.
We just find a way.
Find a way.
That's it.
That's what we do.
Whatever we have to do, we find a way to win.
They found a way, which is phenomenal. They found
a way. Which is what they continue to do. Good teams find ways.
We can't just win and sit back and relax. We got to continue to learn and be better.
Game one goes to the Knicks. 121 to 117.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh yeah, the big 9 o'clock hour. So you wake up this morning and you realize it's actually happening. 1994 all over again. The Rangers, the Knicks, one night one plays and wins. The next night the other one plays and typically wins. And we go back and forth and back and forth. Tonight, the Rangers, 6:30 from the Garden, pregame right here on 98.7 ESPN. Puck drop right after 7 o'clock. Sam Rosen on the call tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with Dave Maloney. It's not Sam?
It's no, Kenny.
Sam got game 1, 3, and 4.
I thought Sam was doing the whole series.
No, Kenny's tonight.
So Kenny tonight with Dave.
With Dave.
He got me excited.
Well, you don't like Kenny?
No, I like Kenny.
All right.
I was excited for Sam, though.
Well, Sam did game 1. I just assumed he was doing game 2.
Kenny's a lot.
Kenny Albert here. I wrote a book. Look at me. Don's in the forward. Look at that. Kenny's terrific.
He's the best.
Yeah. Sam, very good also.
Kenny's like the Josh Hart of broadcasters.
Never gets tired.
Never gets tired.
Never wears down. Voice always sounds good.
No day off.
Will travel the world to do a game and can do anything. Anything. Football, hockey, basketball, you name it, he can do it. Baseball.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, steamroll.
I can tell you this.
Yeah.
If the Rangers make it to the Cup Final, Kenny will do every game.
Wow. That's nice.
See, people don't understand how much preparation goes actually into that. Like how much work he puts into each one of these
games. He has to
put
hours into every game.
Hours.
Now, I think if you have a series, it probably is easier because it's the same teams for consecutive games. But when you're traveling and... You know, you're doing baseball on a Monday and football on a Thursday and hockey on a Saturday. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Anyhow, game 2 for Rangers and Hurricanes tonight. Game 1 last night. And you saw, this is now a scene. Like, the Garden is now a destination. You saw the Yankees were there. Stephon Marbury's going crazy.
He came all the way from China.
Marbury?
Yeah.
For the game?
Yes.
And he flies back now?
I don't know if he's flying back now, but he came all the way in from China to go to game 1.
I wonder if he's got to stay for game 2.
I would think.
I would hope.
You can't
leave
now.
Maybe sitting with Sam Rosen in the front row.
You can't leave now. You just won game 1. You can't leave now.
That was nice. But Ben Stiller's at all these games, and Spike Lee, of course, and John Stewart. This is now like Michael J. Fox and Bateman were at the Rangers game. Yeah.
Those guys are a lot of games, though. Like to say they're just showing up now, those guys have been coming all year.
No, I didn't say they're just showing up now. I'm just saying it is now, it's like a destination. Like, it's the cool thing to do to go to the Knicks and the Rangers. They are wildly popular right now.
You know what I love, too, about this is the support that you go from team to team.
Well, I love that the Yankees are showing up to support.
Well, I love that, too, but I like those guys are in the same practice facility. So, at some point, I mean, you have to think that they kind of get to know each other, but you have, you know, the Knicks guys. Hartenstein came in with the Ranger jersey the other day. I love that. That's awesome.
The Zibanejad.
He had a Mika shirt. Yeah,
there's a special feel right now going on. So Knicks last night. We've gotten a few. Well, they got lucky. I got a lot of emails about it. Oh, your team's just
read
getting lucky.
Read some of the emails. Come on.
You want to hear some?
Yeah,
of these
let's
emails?
Hear some of these.
Let's hear from the haters.
Well,
let's
I think go. I might have deleted some of them though.
Miles Turner going no shirt under the jacket.
Yeah, I think if you
like that.
No shirt under the... Wait, he wore like a sport coat with no shirt under it?
No shirt.
Strong.
No, I don't like that.
Bare chested.
You like that?
Do I like that? I've never done it.
All right, here we go.
Good shape,
Jim
as well.
D, catching up on hour one. That's just what we do, is find ways to win. Yeah, with a ton of help from the refs. Loser team getting bailed out by the refs. Loser fans can't acknowledge it. Pacers should be up 1-0. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know what's not happening? We're not down in the series.
That's one of the five Nets fans in town.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
I just don't understand why there's such... I mean, I guess it's always the case. There's just such negativity.
It's what Raymond just said. It's just you're hating to hate. It's no one said that the referees didn't make a couple bad calls down the stretch.
Yeah, no, I think they clearly did.
They did, but the idea that now the NBA is going to look out for the Knicks, yeah, because there's a long history of
Joe
the NBA
Della.
Looking out.
The refs gave the Knicks the win. Nice flopping from DiVincenzo and Brunson towards the pathetic ending of this game. In the Philly series, they let them play. In this series, they called every little thing. More proof they will have no shot against Boston and will get swept. See, here's the thing.
I saw something before the game yesterday. That referee, Knicks don't have... great success with that referee.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you're of the mindset of at some point they're going to fail and I'm going to be there to jump on it, you're probably going to be right. Odds are you're going to be right. Odds are they're not going to win a championship. But my point would be, why can't you just enjoy the run?
Because that's not a Knicks fan. That was not a Knicks fan that just...
No, I understand that, but he's just waiting to pounce for when things go south, which inevitably they will go south, right? You're not going to... Odds are you're not going to win this series and then the Celtics and then whoever you would face in the finals. Odds are you're not going to win the championship. But rather than just wait to pounce, can't you just shut your mouth and let the people that want to enjoy the Knicks enjoy the Knicks?
He can't.
Well, obviously.
No.
I got a lot of emails today.
No, in his mind, he wants to...
He's seen everyone enjoy themselves in it, and it's stirring up negative feelings in him. That's all.
And he wants to diminish the accomplishment.
Well, but you can't. What they have done, you cannot diminish. They beat Philadelphia. That was not a traditional 7 seed. You're doing it without Bogdanovich now. You're doing it without Randle now. And the fact is, you're playing your guys at an unbelievable amount of minutes, and they never get tired. They never fail you. And now you're in the second round. You're one of 8 teams remaining, and you're up 1-0. So if you want to find the negative in that, and you want to say, well, they got fortune, here's the thing. I don't care. Did they? Sure. How many times do we watch games where you say to yourself, God, my team got hosed, they got screwed, they got this? It happens. It happens both ways. We happen to be on the fortunate side of it last night.
Did you see Game 5? Did you watch Game 5? Did you see what happened? Come on.
Yeah, but that didn't fit his narrative, though. The whole purpose of this is to have us talking about it right now and try to take away from the joy that we're supposed to be feeling. I couldn't care less how you win, as long as you win. As a player, as a fan, it doesn't matter to me. Because you're right. There'll be plenty of times during the course of a season where you're going to get screwed.
It happens all the time in every sport.
So, I mean, if you're in a spot where you get the benefit of the whistle, especially at home, and you can take advantage of it, take advantage of it.
Guess what? Officiating in every sport is just not very good.
Stinks.
It's just not. I mean, I had a Giants win at my fingertips against the Bills, got ripped away, and they come out with the next day, it was our fault. You know, I'm sure today they'll come out with, that was not a kickball. We messed up. You know what? It happens. It happens all the time. How about if you're Indiana, if you close the game out when you actually had a chance and don't allow the Knicks to go from down 9 to down 1 and make it really competitive in the final moments of the game? How about that?
Right. You had a 9-point lead. It evaporated because the Knicks went on that 8-0 run. And then down the stretch, I mean, don't foul if you're Miles Turner. Don't move. You know the rule. Don't just assume that the ref's going to let you play because, oh, we think that the game should be decided by the players. Yeah, that's what we all want.
And you know how to set a screen. You're not a moron. Just stand there. Don't move your shoulder into things.
As if once you get hit too, like, no, Dante, you know what? Don't try to sell it.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
That's not the kind of sportsmanship we're looking for. Don't try to sell the call. We want to make sure that the players really have a chance to decide this.
Hinkie Haynes tweets in, Dave keeps saying they're probably not going to win a championship, but I don't believe that Ray believes that. Ask Ray what he thinks. Ray, you think the Knicks going to win a title?
Not as current. No. I'm going to enjoy as much of this run as I can. I don't know that this team can win a championship.
If
they go on and prove me wrong, that the reaction from the city will be warranted.
If this team goes to the Eastern Conference Finals, is it finals in the NBA or finals?
Finals.
Final in hockey.
Right.
Finals. In
if
the NBA.
This team goes to the Eastern Conference Finals, it would be a miraculous season.
You might be underselling that.
Yeah, more than miraculous.
Well, you said Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. You said coming into this series that it would be a disappointment to not beat Indiana. I still feel that way.
I agree with that.
Indiana's a tough matchup. I didn't feel as great about this matchup as some other people did. I didn't feel as great about this matchup as I did the Philly matchup.
That's odd to me.
Yeah, but just because of the style that Indy plays, but I would feel fantastic about getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Getting to the NBA Finals would be unbelievable.
I can't even think.
I thought you said NBA Finals.
No.
He said Eastern. Okay. He said Eastern.
Yeah. But I stand by that. If this team were to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, one of four, Knicks, Boston, Minnesota.
Tremendous success.
Tremendous success.
Yeah, I don't know if I would use NBA Finals miraculous. Eastern Conference Finals, I wouldn't say miraculous.
How are they going to get by Boston if they even play them?
No, I'm saying that would be miraculous.
Miraculous.
But, I mean, going into the series after beating Philly, we all like the matchup. So you can't say getting to the Eastern Conference Finals now would be miraculous.
But I'm not saying from this moment forward. I'm saying from the start of the season.
No, with everything that's gone into the season, the injuries and everything else, for them to have 50 wins, get the 2 seed, and then end up in the Eastern Conference Finals is it probably maxed out.
They're getting every ounce of juice out of this thing.
With everything that's gone on, what would be the ceiling for this team? You would say
Eastern Conference Finals, but the maximum of what you could possibly get. They were underdog against Philly.
I know.
Yeah.
And to Ray's point with this matchup, I think that would be the one thing that causes you a little, or could cause you a little concern coming into the series is when you look at what this team, this Pacers team, how they play, points-wise, what they're capable of doing, how well they shoot, do you have enough points to keep up with that? Last night you did.
I think so, because I think your defense will get better as the series goes on, too.
Going to need more from the bench.
Yeah.
Well, Ray, they don't have a bench, from the bench. You have three players.
Well, that's the thing.
There's no scoring outside of Deuce unless Alec Burks all of a sudden plays.
And Tom Thibodeau is a great coach. He's got to figure something out.
Look at the guys that they didn't play
last night.
Listen to the stat.
Hold on. I'm glad you said this. Raymond, this is why you're the best. Listen to the stat. So the game last night, game one, Brunson, Harden, DiVincenzo combined for 92 points and 22 rebounds. Over the last two games, so this is including Game 6 against Philly and Game 1 last night, Hart, DiVincenzo, and Jalen scored or assisted on 219 of the Knicks' 239 points. 219 of the 239.
Yeah.
Scored or assisted by those three. That's
everything. They're providing all of your offense for you. So, Ray, you say he's going to have to find a bench. He played McBride for 10, Robinson for 11, Achiuwa for 4. You want to see Alec Burks play?
I mean, if Alex Burks is not playing, and there's obviously a reason for that.
Okay. So, Mamadi Diakite, do you want to see him strap on and
yes.
Get out there?
Whose minutes, but that would be the question I asked, though. Whose minutes is he taking?
Well, I think he mentioned last night, talking about Jalen Brunson, he needed time. I don't know, you could run Josh Hart 46 minutes every night.
I would say that's untrue, Ray. I think you can't afford
to take Josh Hart out there.
Here's the thing I would say. Do you ever watch Josh Hart and say, man, he could use a blow?
When he starts missing free throws short, maybe he's a little tired.
But the guy goes, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. He goes flying in on rebounds.
He gives you everything he has every time.
He said the only thing that really wears him out is his wife arguing with him.
I saw that.
That can be exhausting.
Oh,
yeah.
Because you don't win.
Well, you can't
There's
win.
No sense even arguing.
You can't win. What if he goes flying in for the other side into the argument? This is what I was saying. Brian and Wayne. Hi, Bri.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you all. Great minds think alike. I guess the game is going to come down to the bench differential. It's such a crazy 46-9.
Not necessarily. But not necessarily though. If your starters continue to outplay the Pacers starters, I mean, I know that's an easy stat to point to. But if my starters are scoring 118 points and the Pacers starters are scoring 71 points, I mean that's just as big a disparity.
Agreed, but this game of runs, right? You can sit them for 10 seconds, right? You couldn't put McBride out last night because a run, it will just cut that out, and that's what the NBA is, right? A game of runs. So I think
unless your bench players are taken away from what your starters are doing. Like last night, if I was Rick Carlisle, I would have played T.J. McConnell.
Well, McConnell
instead
was better.
Of Halliburton. He was better. So I don't know if McConnell was tired or if it was just it's only game one, so we don't necessarily want to hurt, Halliburton's feelings. especially in a building where like Wally has called him out? Like, is this, I mean, is it extra meaningful? And, you know, we don't want to lose him for the series if we play TJ McConnell in that spot?
But you steal that game. It's not like Tyrese Halliburton is Anthony Edwards.
Well, now, especially coming back from the hamstring, hasn't been.
He's not the same player. And listen, there's no two ways about it. McConnell was clearly the better player last night and should have gotten run at the end of the game. I'm glad they didn't do that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I just don't understand what the reasoning behind that would be.
I agree. Caller's lining up, 1-800-919-3776. RJ? RJ!
Hi.
Hi. You didn't respond at all when I called you the first time.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. How you feeling? You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
ESPN New York, by the way, just tweeted out, you can still watch the full pickleball match. It's all there, just there. Waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. Go to youtube.com/@ESPN New York.
And you it would have been kind of cool if we had some play-by-play, too.
That would have been nice. What was your favorite play in the match?
Ooh. Favorite play in the match?
Mm-hmm. It's too damn hot for a penguin to be just walking around here.
I don't know if I had a favorite play. I guess the final point, probably.
Really? You didn't have like one play that you had that you're like, you felt...
No.
No?
No, because I wasn't like overly impressed with how I played.
Yeah.
I felt like I could have played better. I felt like when me and you playing before the match even started was...
We were playing much higher level. Yeah. I had my dink at the end of the second
set.
That
was sick, yep.
Which I loved. And my two-handed, backhanded lob.
That was nasty.
I love that shot.
Yeah, that was nasty. I like the fact, too. Actually, that might be my favorite, too, because I said in.
Yeah, you said in.
As soon as you hit it, I was like, oh, that's in.
And I was like, that was in? And watching it on the stream... It was like a foot in.
What made it even more special, though, too, is the pipes. That thing just missed the...
Was that over Amani's head?
Yeah. Well, he quit on it. Because he's like, that's out.
Right.
Because no one could really... I had one where I hit it perfect and it just like barely missed the pipe. But you're playing with fire. You hit it up in the ceiling, you're done.
Yeah, I think I had no choice. I was pinned into a corner and I was like, I'm going for gusto here.
Your hands were nice.
Buttery. Hands were nice. You know, your mom was feeling my hands after the match. Ooh.
Well, she's single.
But I'm not.
Ready to mingle.
I got 20 years tomorrow.
It's a long time.
But I'd let her feel my hands. And she's like, those are the softest hands I've ever felt. I was like, yeah, I've never
done. Hitting on you?
No, I asked her to feel them.
Okay.
Because she's like, you have great hands. I was like, yeah. It's like, feel these babies. She's like,
How about the poor guy, too, is trying to be nice and offers us the CBD cream, which I used on my elbow.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And he's trying to give it to Dave. And Dave's like, no, I'm good. And he's like, well, no, this is going to help you. I don't do drugs.
That's right. I don't do drugs
it's
anymore.
Not
I mean,
drugs.
We could do a little edible or smoke a little boubange. No, but he actually struck up a nice conversation with Sherry and gave her some on-the-road drugs. So
I purchased marijuana
in the past.
Her knee feels better, right?
And she said, yeah.
Yeah, you should have rubbed that lather your back up.
You know, we got a big tube of that at home now.
Oh.
Gave us a free sample.
Nice.
That was nice. RJ? RJ?
Yes, drug-free Dave.
Yes. Are you ready to do the stuff you missed?
Yeah, sure.
Raymond, fire this bad boy up.
You know, your mom was feeling my hands after the match.
No. See ya. Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score! The shit you missed.
Look at that beard.
Wow.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's real.
Well, it looks like he may have strapped that thing on.
That's Cousin It.
Yeah, there's a man that was at the Royals game, apparently.
Look at that. That's like a 5-foot beard.
I don't know if it's 5 feet. That's long.
He's going to go right from the game to ZZ Top. That's quite
about
the beard.
That's about ZZ Top length.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was thick too.
That must itch, no?
No, I think once you pass that point.
But don't you think you? I mean, you could find like old food in there.
That was my biggest problem when
could
I was growing the beard.
Probably find some birds in there. A squirrel.
Nice nest.
Nesting animals.
Alrighty.
That's the next step for Cullum's neck bush.
Is there music under this or no?
Usually Raymond shut it down.
That's nice.
Do you not hear it?
No.
No.
It's there.
I don't hear it.
Oh, now it is.
Now I got it.
Tell the band
to drown you out now.
Yeah, tell the band to turn it up. Dave wants to rock on a Tuesday. Ann Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns lead the T-Wolves. They rout Denver in Denver. Dave on the record saying earlier, sweep.
I think so. Do we have a number for game 3?
I could find one for you.
Yeah, you carry on. I'll look this up.
Carl Anthony Towns
on his
and
phone because the three computer screens in front of him are just not good enough.
Well, that's for audio. That's for call screening. It's really one computer screen. But I'll look it up on my phone. You guys go ahead.
So, yes, I have a number for you.
And that would be?
That would be Denver getting 4.5 in game 3.
Okay. So there you go.
See how quick the computer was?
Yeah, it's nice.
As you one finger type on your phone.
Soft hands.
The one middle finger.
Soft hands.
Hold on. Give me a second here.
They both score 27 in a 26-point win. T-Wolves go up 2-0 in the series. Minnesota is undefeated in the playoffs. They are 6-0. Game 3, as we mentioned, that's not until Friday, which is pretty wild because it's Tuesday.
We haven't had game 1s yet.
I know. Sixers have changes coming apparently, and they won't involve Joel Embiid or Tyrese Maxey. The latter we know, but the first one, some had their questions. Daryl Morey said he wants to keep them both intact, change of pieces around them. Clippers want to keep Paul George and James Harden. Both can be free agents. James Harden will be a free agent. Paul George expected to opt out.
They're not winning anything.
The Sixers have like $60 million in cap space.
I think that's the correct number, yes.
And you think they're going to go after who?
I heard Paul George.
Yeah?
Well, Tobias Harris stinks.
Not a good player.
And Buddy Hield didn't work out.
They chose Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice lead-in. Because we talked earlier about Pat Riley not being happy with what Jimmy Butler had to say about if he were healthy, then the Knicks and Celtics and everybody should be very concerned. We'll never have to know. But here is what Pat Riley said when asked about Jimmy Butler's future in Miami.
You can make too much out of this. He's still got 2 years left on a contract. Theoretically, he's got a player opt. But that's something that we have to give some real thought to. Based on a lot of factors. I don't want to go through the litany of factors right now because they all blow up into different hypotheticals. But, yeah, that's a big decision on our part to commit that kind of those kinds of resources unless you have somebody who's really going to be there, you know, available every single night.
That last part.
That is a huge shot at Jimmy Butler.
Well,
I don't know if it's a huge shot, just being kind of transparent where it's...
But you don't usually get that.
No, you don't. But to be fair, so here's his games played since, I'll give you the last 4 years. Coming out of the pandemic, obviously a little shorter. We played 52 games in 21. The season that ends in 21. 21-22, played 57. 22-23, 64. And this year he played 60. So it sounds like a shot, but it's kind of true.
And no, wasn't available for the playoffs.
Right.
So you're signing up for between...
Because he hurt the knee again.
You're signing up for between 57 and 64 games.
Right, so he's giving you 75% of games played.
In today's NBA, do you take that?
Well, it depends.
You got to be available in the postseason.
Got to be available in the postseason. It can't be where we're... Because you're not available during the regular season, we're not good enough to make sure that we're in those top six. So we're fighting every year to try to... Make our way
and then you're not available for us
playing
in those games. Would you, if you were the Knicks, would you want him to be your finishing piece?
After what he said about Tibbs?
He doesn't want Tibbs. Tibbs wants him. He doesn't want Tibbs.
All right, but strike that from the record. Would you want him to be the guy?
If I'm only getting 57 games and there's a chance he's not around for the postseason, no.
I agree.
Would you?
No. Mm-mm. Plus, he's going to be 35 years old. You don't get healthier when you get
older. That's why, are they going to commit to an extension on... He's got 2 years left.
How could you possibly extend him?
So, speaking of new deals, Jason Kidd gets one with the Mavericks. Dallas set to open a second-round series tonight against Oklahoma City. J. Kidd was being linked as a potential Laker candidate. Victor Wembanyama voted unanimous Rookie of the Year. Chet Holmgren, runner-up. Charlotte's Brandon Miller finishes third.
Somebody voted Brandon Miller second, which seems a little...
Wemby and
concerning.
Chet, I think that's your...
That's your future.
I mean, there's a lot of names that could be in here, but these two go way back. Like they've been linked together for quite some time.
Anthony Edwards is going to be the face of the NBA here. Him and Wemby.
I think I heard Anthony Edwards is 22.
He's 22. He's already being compared to Jordan right now.
Have you watched him play?
And he's like, can we slow that down, please?
But he is amazing.
He is amazing. I think this is more just the lineage of. They go back before they even got to the NBA, these two. Bruins and Panthers get their series started. Boston runs away from Florida 5-1, take a 1-0 series lead. Brandon Carlo, cool story here. Wife gives birth to their son, their second child, and hours later, he scores in this game.
He did score. I'll tell you what's driving me crazy with the NHL right now, just hockey in general, is this freaking these goalies going down with the RVH. It happened again last night.
What's RVH?
They go down on the knee. On off-angle shots.
Okay.
And then get beat high every... Like, Bobrovsky got beat last night.
What's RVH?
So when you go down... You see the goalies do it, where they're down on the one knee.
Right.
With their shoulder up against the post. But the ones that aren't tall enough have that whole spot
their
head.
Yep.
That's wide open.
That's right
there. He got beat again last night. So if you're smart, you just shoot at his head, because the goalies aren't going to put
their head, right?
Yeah, right. So it's an off-angle shot. And, oh, hey, it beat me high. Well, if you if you actually came out and presented yourself big, you would have saved it.
To answer your question, Dave?
Yeah.
Reverse, vertical, horizontal.
Thank you.
You see all the goalies do it.
RVH. Winnipeg head coach Rick Bowness retires. Spent 38 years in the NHL. Was the NHL's oldest coach at 39, so a career.
Wait, what?
Or at 69, I'm sorry.
Oh. That was a disappointment for the Jets.
Yeah, back-to-back playoff appearances.
Especially with Hellebuck's going to run away with the Vezina, too.
But yeah, goes out. Not where they wanted to. Mets beat the Cards 4-3. Brandon Nimmo, go-ahead homer in the seventh. Sean Manaea, six efficient innings. Edwin Diaz rebounds, gets a...
He was great.
...save to shut it down for the...
What? I got a real funny text from Don.
What's that?
What'd he say? I don't know if I can read
it. Wow.
I can't see it.
So while they...
Probably
I want to see this text.
It's almost like Rick sent it to himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Sean Manaea becomes the first Met starter to earn a win since Luis Severino on April 17th. You know who's back, by the way?
That's crazy.
That is crazy. You remember Johan Ramirez?
He's back.
He's back.
Oh, great.
The guy they left in to just get shelled.
Where you been, Johan?
Well, he was in Baltimore. Now he's back with the Mets.
That's great.
Otani, Major League Baseball, leading 11th homer yesterday. Dodgers beat the Marlins 6-3. Also, Walker Buehler back in this game. Threw four innings. His first start in about 2 years. Gave up three runs, six hits, struck out four. Joe Burrow back throwing at Bengals workouts after that wrist surgery.
Looked good, too.
I love Joe Burrow. I missed him.
Joe Burrow guaranteed to win. There's going to be some weather stuff, so I'm going to take the Bengals. I'm going to take the Bengals.
I miss the Bengals. I might take them blind week one. I don't even know what the spread is.
I think you should. You don't even know who they're playing.
I don't even care.
Expert analysis by RJ.
Yeah. I'll take the Bengals against two. I don't know.
Don't care. Texans receiver Tank Dell expected to make a full recovery. Good news here after he was injured in that shootout at a Florida restaurant last month. And Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre are sponsoring a college football bowl game. The Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. I look forward to that.
Nice.
And there you go.
That was nice.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I met your sister-in-law at the pickleball.
You did.
And your wife, Cassie, says, you know, she could really do some work with you.
Yeah, she's actually here. She's actually here in New York speaking.
Yeah. I would not say no. If you wanted to bring her in to do some live therapy on air.
I think she's so good that she could have a dramatic effect on your life that could make some changes that I don't know would
be
great.
Wouldn't that
be good,
though?
No. I think you're perfect how you are. A little damaged.
Right.
But just enough. All of a sudden, now you come in. It'd be like Serrano in Major League 2.
Now I can't hit the curveball?
Well, no, because now you're all like, you're a Buddhist now.
Uh-huh.
You know, no more hats for bats. No more, now no Joe Boo. Now you're a Buddhist and everything's happy and you're not as good.
I don't know. I'm not opposed to it if that's what you want to do.
You've been married 20 years.
You got 20 years tomorrow.
You got two
have to wake
years.
Up bats.
Great kids.
In the job that you've always dreamed of.
Right.
All right. So it can't be that bad.
I'm not complaining.
Well, I'm saying, so what do you need fixed?
I don't think anything.
You got pecs now.
But you guys always like, you really need some help.
You're a champion. I said you're touched. So there's days it flares up.
Yeah.
But we live with it.
Okay. We'll do the best we can.
Like Colin Kummel today for being stinky. You couldn't wait.
No, I did not want to. You dragged that out of me.
No, stop. Drag nothing out of you.
You poked and prodded him.
He wanted that nugget so desperately.
That is true. But you so desperately wanted to put it out there.
No.
You wanted to.
I told RJ it was a real problem. He knew for a few days. And finally today, I couldn't hold it any longer. I had to let it go.
You've been dying to let that go.
You pushed me.
If I gave you the go ahead yesterday, you would
have pushed me. You prodded me. You begged for it. You got what you wanted. Don't look at me.
I didn't even tell you what happened at the communion on Saturday.
What happened at the communion?
Beautiful. I mean, kids all look great. Ella's all dressed up, gorgeous. So it's, I mean, it's Ella, me, Cass, and then Mickey Rourke was in our aisle. And then, come on. The rest of the family was kind of on the other side, but the kids were lined up like by alphabetical order. So it was us, and then that. So as we stand up to do our first, it's a full mass. Kid behind us
throws up.
No. Just rips a fart.
And of course, because Rick's like 9 years old, he can't control himself.
I couldn't control myself. Right. Ripped one. It's unbelievable.
He was nervous.
Well, it wasn't the one that was getting the communion. It was a relative. Just ripped one.
Really?
No, yeah. Thought it might have been
like a Mike Tenenbaum kind of thing?
Louder than that.
Really?
Ripped. Yes.
Stop.
That's what it sounded like.
Echoed the whole church. Stop! Was there like a...
Yeah, no one could believe it.
Now, did you have that moment where you wanted to see if it had an odor? Was it like the...
No, I want to see who it was.
So did everyone...
Yes.
And was he like... Did he own it, or did he look away?
No, it was a younger... It was a younger kid. I thought it might have been like one of the grandparents or something.
Because they don't care.
No.
Like when you're a grandparent, you're like, whatever.
You get up quick, it's just some stuff happens.
Right.
You know?
So did that kid like do a look away? Or did he look at you and be like, that was me?
No, he embraced it.
He owned it.
Yeah.
All right, good for him.
Yeah. Had to get it out, it's out.
All right, let's go to some of the callers. Ernie in the Bronx. Hello, Ernie.
Good morning, fellas. Congrats on your win on Sunday.
Thank you. Ernie, you weren't there, right? It was glorious.
It sounded good. I watched it on the live stream, so it was actually pretty entertaining. But I just wanted to call in regards to everybody that's complaining about the refs and the Knicks got away with one. If people watch the game, the refs were just bad all game. Especially late in the game. I don't understand how a ref from the other side of the court could try and make that call on Brunson late in the game where he said the ball went out of bounds and Tibbs had to use a challenge and waste the timeout when it clearly went off of Nembhard.
Because they didn't know.
Because
the referee closest to it didn't know. So the other guy decided he wanted to interject himself and was like, no, that went off.
But if you're going to interject yourself, you sure as heck better know. You better be 100% right. And that ball clearly went off Indiana.
He made that call like he was so confident.
Mm-hmm.
He came running across the court like he saw it and he knew what was going on. If he calls for a jump ball, I respect it more because nobody saw it. But to make that call in that situation like that, the refs were just bad all around.
With such certainty,
I don't
Ernie,
understand.
Right? Such certainty in that moment.
I don't understand how everybody's saying the Knicks got away with one. The Knicks just...
Well, because you look at two of the big... Right. But you look at two of the bigger plays, right? Kickball, clearly not a kickball. It hit his hand. And that leads to Dante's... I mean, that's the biggest shot of the game, that three. And then after making... Which would be... For 4 hours, I'm sure we would have talked about it. Tibbs stinks. How can you not drop a better play off the inbound? Jalen tries to throw it off Halliburton, hits him, and we turn the ball over. If there's no offensive foul there, I mean, there's a real chance we lose.
Do you think Dante, I didn't hear this. Do you think when he took that shot, he knew it was going in?
Yes.
Here he is.
Yeah, it felt good. I believe every shot that I shoot is going in. I mean, that's my mentality, and I've had that all year, make or miss. I believe the next one's going in.
Well, that one went in, and that was the important one of the night.
I got to think, too, there's something to be said. And we've talked about this 1,000 different times, just the team chemistry. But also, when you're in a situation where you're so close to the best players on the team, the level of comfort that you feel just going out being yourself and doing the things that you would normally do. I think there's a lot of times when you get into situations where you kind of just naturally take a back seat because there's better players. Like if you're playing on Golden State and you're Dante DiVincenzo, and you're playing with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
You're not the same guy.
You're not the same guy.
Right. Now, all of a sudden, and you're not needed to be the same guy.
Right, but now all of a sudden you're with guys that you know and you're best friends with, and you can just like...
Yeah, I'm sure there's a looseness and a calmness, and they need him.
Like, and you know they trust
him. If he has a night where he goes 3 of 16, you know who still needs to take a ton of shots the next game? He does.
Which has happened. Which is the one concern in the series.
But you know what? He's a good player.
I know he's a good player, but you had 3 games in the Sixers series where he disappeared.
And I believe cannot afford defensively, that's going to be a much tougher series than this.
I agree with you, but you can't afford to have that happen.
I agree. He can't go cold.
No.
No. Ananobi was not great last night from
the
floor.
No, he wasn't. But Dante, I mean, there's a reason why he was up there at the top of the list, just below Steph Curry as far as 3-pointers made. You can't have 3 games where he goes missing.
No. Dan Jersey. Hi, Dan. You're next up on 98.7.
Good morning, champs. How are you guys?
Never better. How are you?
I'm great. Great win for the Knicks last night. And I'm starting to think, because of the struggles Aaron Judge has had, that Jalen Brunson's the best athlete in New York right now. I mean, he's doing things that haven't
been
done.
What do you mean you're starting to think?
I don't think he's there yet, just because I think Judge has more of a track record. But I think you can't deny it now. He is the best athlete in New York. I mean, there's no one better. He's a top 5 player in the NBA. He's doing things that haven't been done since the greatest athlete that ever graced the sport. And he's got the Knicks 3 wins away from an Eastern Conference final where they don't even have an all-NBA player to help him out. It's really him, and credit to Josh Hart and Dante, but this Knicks team is undermanned, and they're still doing incredible things because of their best player and the best athlete in New York.
21 points in the fourth quarter.
Oh, he was so 21. Good in the fourth quarter.
That's a good question, though. Is Jalen Brunson a top 5 player in the NBA right now? Left in the playoffs. How about left in the playoffs?
All right, left in the playoffs. Anthony Edwards.
Yep.
Jokic.
Yep.
SGA. Doncic.
Yeah.
SGA. Gilgis.
Doncic. Tatum.
Kyrie.
No, I think he's better than Kyrie.
Okay.
I mean, say what you want. Kyrie's still the second player on that team.
Kyrie might be one of the most skilled basketball players.
He's amazing.
That has ever graced a basketball
watching
court.
Him and the greatness that he brings actually upsets me because he
But you're getting the best version of him, right?
He's
now.
Awesome.
Awesome.
But how many times do you not get that from him? Like, that's a waste to me.
Yeah, he would. I mean, he kind of gets preoccupied with other stuff. But now, I mean, he seems dialed in.
Listen, I think Brunson is amazing. But there's no shame in saying he's not a top 5 player in the NBA. He's not.
I think right now, though, playing...
On that 5-ish range.
Brunson or Tatum?
Right. Okay, let's just go straight.
See, here's the thing. If you take Brunson off the Knicks, you have zero chance to do anything.
Nothing.
No, you're done. If you take Tatum off the Celtics, they could still win some games.
Okay, but how about this? How about let me reframe the question?
Okay.
Right now, who's playing the best basketball?
Brunson.
Like, I would put him probably top 2 playing the best basketball. I would say it's him and probably Edwards.
Doncic is pretty phenomenal, too.
Dude, you're talking about, I mean, it should be 5. It's 4 straight games of 40-plus.
Yeah, no, it is amazing. Oh, he's amazing. He is phenomenal.
And the fifth one was 39.
Could have gotten over 40 in that one, too. Right? Do you remember after game 2 against Philly? We sat here and had the conversation, is Brunson going to be okay? I think so.
Well, I don't know if it was, is he going to be okay? I mean, can you look at the first 2 games as positives because he didn't play well? And I said, yes, they're positives if he figures it out.
I'm just seeing what you mentioned to me off air before. It's not sports related. It's an embarrassment.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I like Jake Assman.
I like Jake a lot.
I think the Assman is good people. All right, from Long Island. Went to the same high school as my
big
wife.
Time
I'm an Assman.
Nice kid.
I think he used to sign autographs with Jake at Iceworks.
When he was a little boy?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you don't remember him, do you?
No.
That's cute, though.
Multiple concussions.
So he says, I guess someone said to him on Twitter, well, God, he started this with...
No, he started.
All right, so he starts this with this... No, but now there's a follow-up that's even worse. He said, this has to be trolling. It has to be, right? My favorite New York pizza joint... And I'm going to get me a New York slice. It always tastes better after a Knicks playoff win. Sbarro's. Which...
I'm telling you, this is a bit.
Maybe,
it has to be.
Maybe.
This is a bit. It has
so, Everyday Hustler on Twitter said, Sbarro's is not New York pizza. You must think Olive Garden is then New York Italian. And he retorts to this, maybe I'm just in and I'm being played. That's fine. I hope that's the case. Besides Sbarro's, you won't find a more authentic New York Italian meal than Olive Garden. I highly recommend the Times Square location.
That's not real.
It can't be real.
No, that's not real. Now, he might love... Listen, he may love Sbarro.
Did you not say Sbarro?
Sbarro.
Sbarro. It's
whatever.
Sbarro. Yeah, it's crap is
what
it
need
is.
It. Yeah. I mean, I won't even get it at the airport. Why would you
do
that?
I had a bad incident with Sbarro's when I was younger.
But New York pizza is the elite pizza.
Elite. Mm-hmm.
And this guy's having chain.
But I'm telling you, he's literally quoting word for word.
I would drive to Connecticut.
He's quoting word for word Steve Carell's character from The Office. That's what he's doing.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Good.
I do like the Olive Garden, though.
You do?
I'm not ashamed to say it.
As far as the best New York Italian food?
No.
No, okay.
But in a pinch. Like, dude, you should see it on Long Island by Roosevelt Field.
Gets ratted?
Hour wait. Can't get in the place. Little salad and breadsticks?
All right, so yeah, it says Sbarro's being your favorite New York slice is a joke from The Office.
Okay.
All right.
They kicked us out of the Olive Garden when I played for the U.S. team.
Why?
Because we went there for a pregame meal.
And you guys went crazy.
Destroyed it. They were like, okay, that's it. You guys are done.
You actually, don't you have any respect for people? You destroyed the Olive Garden?
No, we not like that. We didn't make a mess.
You just ate all their food?
They couldn't keep up. They're like, that's it.
Was it unlimited food?
Yeah, well, it's unlimited breadsticks and salad and everything else.
And you guys went crazy.
Because this is, too, you got to imagine, the game's, this is probably like around noon, and they're like, you got this, come on, you're killing us. This is enough.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you're out.
They've had no more bread.
The salad bread was,
That's great. Dave in the car is on 98.7. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to throw something out there, and I'm not trying to, like, dull the moment with the Knicks. It's a great moment. Brunson is off the charts. Great. I just have a concern about where they're going to go from here because of Knick history. You get Patrick Ewing, you surround them with a bunch of blue-collar guys. They did a lot of damage, no championship. Same thing with Melo. You surround them with a bunch of guys, no other, you know, there's always a Batman and no Robin. And I see this kid grinding it out every night, putting up insane numbers. And I'm thinking of the Knicks organization. I'm thinking of Dolan. I'm like, please. They cannot do the same thing with this kid. And Indiana exposed the Knicks last night in that they have a deeper bench. And that 40 he got last night was probably the toughest 40 because they were throwing a lot of athletic
bodies. Dave, what you're missing are a couple things. Yeah. Firstly, this is not a finished product. Secondly, if you were healthy now, you'd have Julius Randle, who would, in fact, be that second guy.
And Bogdanovich.
This is true. Right, this is true. But do you not think, even if Randall's healthy with Ananobi, do you not think the Knicks, if a George was available, and I mean like a player that's going to play, not someone who's just going to come in, get a lot of money, and get, you know, load management. But if a Paul George was there, you wouldn't want to add him to that team and make them a powerhouse like the way the
Celtics you don't have,
added Porzingis?
Wait, but right now you don't have the ability till the season is over.
And why are we discussing
to go
this
after
now?
Paul George?
There's going to be so much time to discuss the Knicks next season after this year is over. We're in the midst of a phenomenal run. And you know what else? Don't compare the Carmelo Anthony-led Knicks teams to the Ewing-led Knicks teams. Those Ewing teams were, I mean, conference finals, NBA finals, couldn't get past Jordan
the window
year
for
after
this
year.
Team, the window for this team to go out and win a championship is just starting to open now. And you're doing all of this without your second-best player, who, by the way, is all-NBA and he's an all-star. I mean, that's you're missing 25 and 10.
Right. So it's not a completed work, and you're missing Julius Randle. So it's just a bad comparison.
And the moves you made at the deadline have not paid off.
John in Great Neck. Hi, John.
Hi. I have a take on the Pacers. They ain't the 76ers.
What does that mean?
All right. They played into the Knicks' strengths last night in the fourth quarter, which there's a magnifying glass on the fourth quarter with foul calling and foul trouble.
Okay.
Their coach will get them back. Sorry.
Their coach
will get them back to playing. I think Carlisle will get them back to playing their brand of ball. And
that is their brand. John, that is exactly how they want to play.
They ain't the Sixers, where they're going to be grabbing and making drama and constant fouling. The Pacers will stop the incessant fouling in the fourth, I think.
Okay, maybe they will. It's one game. It's a long, drawn-out best of seven. So what you saw in game one doesn't necessarily mean you'll see in game two.
And then the Nembhard foul on Brunson before the inbound was stupid.
Very stupid.
Yeah.
Because that's a three-point play.
Yeah, that iced it.
Yeah.
Well, Brunson iced because he missed a free throw, but...
Thank God. What was he, 14 of 14 mm-hmm. last night from the line? That's difference-making stuff. Bobby Saratoga. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. Shout out to the company. I just wanted to weigh in on the whole official thing. So it was bad all around last night, and I think it bounced out. And I think the evidence of this happened right in that fourth quarter. Everybody's talking about the kickball that was called that shouldn't have been a kickball, and they couldn't review it. But when they called, when they reversed the foul on Halliburton, there was an obvious kickball that they couldn't reverse. And they gave the ball to Indiana on that play. So just to me, the officiating's a wash. It comes down to what you do the entire game and leaving it up to the officials at the end
right,
anyway.
But the kickball was not reviewable. The Brunson play out of bounds was challenge. You could challenge it. So that call was made right. The kickball was not.
That's right.
Right.
But you got good fortune down the stretch.
Yeah, but
it happens. It's fine.
It happens. During the course of a playoff series, a game, I mean, things are going to happen.
Tonight, Rangers-Canes, a game you hear right here on 98.7 ESPN, pregame 6:30. Puck drop right at 7 o'clock. That's at the Garden. And then 7:05, Yankees and the Astros in what's a matchup that if you're a Yankees fan, you want to beat them to a pulp because you hate them and you had great success in the first series of the season. And the Mets look to make it 2 in a row. They're in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Buto on the mound against Miles Michaelis.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine if I told you before the season that right now, 44 games in, not 44, 34 games in, Houston be 10 games under 500 right now?
It's bad. It was actually worse.
12-22.
I know. Would you say they're dead?
No.
No way. Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
Anytime we hear from Omar in Brooklyn, it's gold. I'll just leave with the main point.
You know what, Dave? You have the passion, and Rick is a hard-nosed ball.
You are the hard-nosed ball, Rick.
What does that mean, you think?
I really have no idea.
You really are a hard-nosed ball.
Number 2.
The Chicago White Sox are disgusting.
Well, they're done. I think they've been eliminated from playoff contention.
You're not wrong. They're terrible. But you know what else is terrible? When the den of honesty goes too far.
You're already here.
Call them stinks.
Stink, stank, stunk.
I don't know.
You pride, you beg, give me. Then I tell you,
listen,
I can't believe you said that.
You could both be at fault. You, Rick may have prodded you.
He pushed me.
He pushed you, but you wanted to get that out there.
But it was so bad. I mean, it was like rancid eggs. It was so awful.
number one.
You know what else you wanted to get out there? Just strutting again with your big, shiny gold medal.
That's right.
Doing your penguin dance.
Look at what we got here. That silly penguin is back
again. I'd give a shout out to your former co-host, Mark, but, you know. There's a lot.
Anyone on the Pacers complaining
about... I'm going to
sneeze. Anyone on the Pacers complaining about...
It's only Tuesday, but you're having quite the week.
I had to sneeze.
Yeah, right.
When you're a champion, you get away with a lot. It's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg. And...
it's back. Carpe Omnia.
98.7 ESPN.
You know, your mom was feeling my hands after the match.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.